This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Everything from Uber to toplessness is what we've discussed tonight. You can also bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. With you, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And the toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype in, if you like. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Daryl, you're going to tell us about the affluenza teen. I did say that correctly. Affluenza.
Yes.
We'll get into what that's all about here. But first, Doug is on the line in Chicago, listening via TuneIn. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, hi. You know, I really want to comment on Jennifer, the New York or New Hampshire rep that called in. And, you know, her opinion, her roundabout opinion had been that she looked at it being an attack on her being a woman and an attack pretty much in a roundabout way on her liberty and freedom.
You're talking about the proposed prohibition on female toplessness in New Hampshire. There's a proposal for that. That's what you're referring to.
Correct. And I agree with her. Don't get me wrong. I agree with her. But the thing that I'd like to know would be how often she actually trampled the individual liberty and freedom of other people with her being a Republican.
You know, not at all. I mean, she's a pretty liberty-oriented lady. She's actually, I believe, a Free State Project early mover.
Oh, okay. Then,
she's actually the lady who's responsible for the bill that actually repealed all knife regulations in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. Very good. I mean, I have to wonder what, you know, the people in Concord, they have nothing better to do with their time than, you know, come up with a bill like this. You know,
well, they have 800 bills in for the state, you know, these various state representatives. There's 400 state reps. So they've
plus 24 senators.
Right. So the state reps have submitted hundreds and hundreds of bills. And so they've got all kinds of things to do with their time. I mean, many of those bills are trying to control people. They're trying to regulate people and, you know,
prohibit ownership of flamethrowers for some weird reason. I didn't even know that was a problem.
That is no fun. See, whoever that is nuts.
I laugh whenever I hear people talk about, well, we're doing it to protect the children. I had two women that I actually grew up with on my block, and one of them, her father had been an evangelical man, a truck driver, and he would not let her leave. You know, I mean, she had to be completely covered all the time. Well, when she came of age, I mean, she had been like having, you know, and they would leave. He with him being a truck driver, they had to go on a trip, you know, an occasional trip every week. She would have like multi-men over when she came of age. And then the other girl that I knew where her mother and father informed her and let her, you know, hey, I'm going to give my kid the information and they're going to do what they do, she turned out fine. The particular one I'm talking about, you know, ended up getting married to five different men, having four different children with them. I mean,
so what you're saying is the home that was less permissive, the one that cracked down on their daughter, she became basically a tramp. So the whole restriction actually manifested itself in a very negative manner, ultimately.
Correct. I mean, I find the whole argument, well, we're doing it to protect our children. You know, you got to prepare your children for adult life. That can be your job. You're not, you know, make them prepared for the real world, you know. Give them the information and let them make the call on it, you know.
Good suggestion, Doug. Thanks for your call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think there are a lot of examples of that happening to people, where people who are in the most puritanical, the most restrictive of environments and homes end up acting out in
ways.
Right,
because people want to rebel and do that thing that their parents don't let them do.
Mm-hmm.
And if your parents are okay with you doing whatever, chances are it's not as enticing.
Yeah, exactly. It takes away the mystery of it. It takes away, you know, the sexy factor. I think that if people weren't so afraid of breasts, if they weren't so negative towards them, then they wouldn't be as big of a deal. You know, if it was more common for women to be topless in public, then it wouldn't be a big deal.
You mean like in Europe?
Yeah, sure. And it wouldn't be a big deal for, you know, people to see that. They wouldn't freak out about it. And it certainly would never, I think, contribute to any sexual promiscuity, because there's nothing inherently sexual about naked bodies. There's nothing inherently sexual about that. It's you assign it sexuality. If you feel like a topless woman is sexy, that's your discrimination. You're the one who's making that decision in your mind. It is not necessarily, when a woman goes topless, she doesn't necessarily think that she's doing it to attract a man or because she believes she's sexier when she's topless or something. In fact, you can argue that people are sexier when they have clothes on. Because then, you know, there's that question mark of, well, you know, what do they look like without the clothes on? You know, people would want to know that. Whereas if it's all revealed, then there's no mystery.
Right.
So you're welcome to comment on topless equality. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Let's get to this affluenza teen. What is going on? I've never heard of affluenza before, Daryl.
I had only heard the term in the recent days, mainly because this 18-year-old kid, Ethan Couch, has made now international news because he... Well, let me give you a little bit of background before I get into the news that's surrounding this kid. So he was in a car accident, killed four people, and he used as a defense in court, successfully, by the way, used it as his defense that he should not go to prison for killing four people because he suffered from too much privilege stemming from his family being wealthy.
I don't understand that.
Okay, so you've got this rich little kid that gets in a car accident, kills four people.
He's been spoiled his whole life.
Goes to court. You can't send me to prison because I'm used to having stuff. Because my family's wealthy. And so he wound up getting basically probation, and I think he may have done 120 days in jail, but that may have been suspended. It's hard to really tell because I can't find a lot of information other than just, you know, he used affluenza as a defense.
But it was a car accident, right? I mean, it wasn't, he didn't kill anybody on purpose. It wasn't manslaughter or anything like that.
I'm not sure. I had heard that he was drunk when the accident happened. Mm-hmm. He's also 18 years old.
So, I mean, if this was his first criminal act, his first conviction, you can understand why someone might not, you know, get thrown to the wall, I guess, or thrown to the wolves.
Most people, and actually reading down here in the party, it does talk about him drinking. So he was drunk during the accident. So you've got drunk driver in a car accident, kills four people. Meaning that he obviously was acting without regard for other people's safety.
Okay.
So, you know, why should that person not be punished? Simply because, well, I've never been in trouble with the law before, and my family's rich.
But was his claim that he was rich actually a factor in his punishment? I mean, what are the other punishments that people get in similar circumstances, I guess, is an important question. Not that you know,
many years in prison.
Okay.
I recall when I was a corrections officer, there was a guy serving, I think, 5 years in county prison for having been in a car accident to where he had, like, barely gone over the double yellow line, like he was avoiding an animal or something on the road, goes, and I think, like, just the driver's side tire was over the yellow line. So it wasn't like he was all the way in the other lane.
Right.
But he caused an accident. The person wound up dying from the accident, and he got, like, 5 years in prison. So,
okay.
People do wind up going to prison for car accidents when someone dies.
Got it.
This 18-year-old kid, underage drinking, drunk driving, and killed four people. Well, apparently...
He gets probation.
Yes. And apparently he decided to flee to Mexico.
After being sentenced to probation.
Yes. And
so
also,
that was too much for him, huh? Having to go and check in with the probation office once a day or once a week or whatever arbitrary time frame.
And also apparently posting a video online of him drinking at a party.
After probation?
After being placed on probation.
When you're told you can't have a sip of alcohol?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
where you'll be arrested if your family has alcohol in the house. Like if he's 18, he's probably still living at home because he sounds like a spoiled brat. So if you're on probation, and most times I've heard about at least, if there's a no alcohol restriction, it means you cannot be in the vicinity of alcohol. Alcohol cannot be in your home in any common areas. If you share a home with someone else and they have alcohol, it has to be locked up in their room that you have no access to. They've violated people's probation because dad had a beer in the fridge and the cops came in and searched the house. We'll find out more about what happened because you said he ran to Mexico?
Yes.
Toll-free number 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
us here toll-free. More on the affluenza teen, the rich 18-year-old who has been spoiled his whole life, so when he finally got hit with criminal charges for killing four people on the road while drunk, he used his richness and his privilege as a defense in the case, and apparently it seems to have helped him out. He ended up getting sentenced to probation and then ultimately couldn't handle it and took a run to Mexico, where we'll continue that story. But first, we're going to your calls and thoughts. We'll hear from Ralph in New Jersey first. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
I want to talk about the issue of police, the blacks, and black criminality. Okay, this war on police that this man Obama is waging in the country. Definitely,
You are just so funny because you are constantly repeating yourself. Don't you have anything else that you're interested in?
There's nothing interesting in New Jersey.
Look,
sure, there is. Leaving.
I look at some other places to find something interesting, and I find it in Chicago, by the way. Okay. Now, that situation in Chicago, of course you're going to have, you know, the frequency of contact between police and black, because that is really driven by black criminality. There's no if, buts, or maybe from me regarding that. It is black criminality.
Why do you focus on black criminality? What about all criminality? What about criminality of young males? I mean, aren't young males more likely to be criminals than anyone else?
Why don't we have Heather McDonald on your program?
I don't know who that is.
Heather McDonald on the Laura Ingraham program, and this is what...
this is Free Talk Live. This is not Laura Ingraham.
I know that.
Well, who the hell is Peter McDonald? Some guy that apparently was on Laura Ingraham.
That guy, lady. This is a lady from a think tank group who do an analysis about policing in this country right now and what's going on. And, you know, the friction between the police and the black is all driven by black criminality, basically.
What about the criminality of the police? What about when the police commit criminal acts?
They are being dealt with that accordingly.
No, they're not. There's internal investigations, and we're looking into whether or not we should put the guy on paid suspension.
That cop in Chicago who was caught on videotape shooting that black kid is under indictment right now. You see that? Then the one in South Carolina, same thing. The man is under indictment.
Most of the time, they never get indicted. Most of the time, in these police abuse violence cases, no indictments are issued.
Hold on, I've got a question for you, Ralph. I've got a question.
Yeah.
Do you want every police officer that has killed someone to not face any punishment at all?
Oh no!
Okay, so what punishment should they receive?
Either jail time or and they get,
okay, you know, so in order to get jail time, there has to be an indictment, and then there has to be a criminal trial. So you're arguing that this guy is being indicted to possibly face jail time when you're saying that he should possibly face jail time. So
then,
what's the problem?
But then you have that situation in Cleveland, that one in Ohio, when they were not going to bring any kind of criminal charge on the police officer involved in this case here.
And there's also the Baltimore cases with the Freddie Gray and the Nickel Ride, where those guys are likely not going to be able to be found guilty due to one of the cops not being able to testify.
Most of that time, the encounter between blacks and police is driven by black criminality. I mean, why do you think there is more police activity in black areas in this country than in others? What do you
maybe
think
it's
is?
Because the cops are racist.
Maybe because they are what? Racist?
Yeah.
That's their agenda?
Maybe because two things. Maybe because some cops are racist. I'm not saying all of them are. Maybe because some cops are racist. And further, maybe because a lot of black neighborhoods are poorer areas and poor people are more likely to commit crimes than, common crimes than rich people.
And poorer people are also less likely to be able to hire a good attorney to wind up beating the charges. So the police know that we can go and basically do whatever we want to with these poor people, and nothing will ever happen.
Yeah, this is an attack on poor people more so than anything else. And it's an attack on young males who are actually more likely to commit crimes than other people.
Most of the police activity in this country is concentrated in black areas. That's a fact of life. Because most of the crime, you know, both the victims and the people who commit the crime, they are both blacks. And that's also, you know, there's also data and statistics that can support that. Don't you agree with me on
statistics can be used to prove anything. And if you're looking at the number of arrests that happen, and
more of the arrests that happens.
Hold on. Yeah, and those people also happen to be less well off financially. So you could just as easily say the majority of people that are arrested are poor.
Yep, that's
but
true.
You're choosing to look at the skin color.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'd say you nailed it there, Daryl.
And that doesn't mean that the poor people are more likely to commit a crime. It just means that they're more likely to get arrested.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, at the same time, if somebody is in dire economic circumstances, they're probably more likely to consider committing a crime, whereas a wealthy person who has all of the things that they might, you know, need in life are going to be less inclined to at the very least. I'm not saying they wouldn't commit, like, the white-collar crime of embezzlement or something like that, but the actual crime of breaking into a car or holding somebody up at knife point or something like that, you're very rarely going to see someone who is, you know, living in a gated neighborhood
or
committing that kind of
thing. More often than not, it's going to be somebody that's selling something that some government somewhere says is illegal.
Right. So when they say crime, what are they actually talking about?
Somebody being an entrepreneur without government licenses.
Right. Whereas you and I would consider crime to be an actual violent act or an act of property destruction.
Right.
The government considers crime to be anything that is a violation of their various statutes and ordinances and such. So, back to an actual real crime, driving while drunk and then killing four people.
Yeah, so let me actually jump back, and they have this further down in the article, so I'm reading the article completely out of order. In June of 2013, Ethan Couch, then 16 years old, and some friends stole some beer from a store. They later went for a drive with Couch behind the wheel. Speeding on a dark country road, the pickup truck he was driving plowed into four pedestrians, killing them and hitting two vehicles before flipping over.
There's the exception to my to what I was saying earlier, right? Like, if you're wealthy, you're not less likely to commit crime. That doesn't mean that that you won't. And in this case, you've got a wealthy young man who is 18 years old, who has, you know, nothing really to live for.
16 at the time.
Oh, 16 at the time, who actually robbed some alcohol from a convenience store. So they're
and then
young males.
Plowed into four pedestrians and then hit two vehicles, and then the truck he was driving flipped over. One of the teens that was in the truck flew from the vehicle and was left paralyzed with brain damage. Hours after the accident, Couch's blood alcohol level was tested at 0.24%.
Oh, my God.
Triple the legal limit. Again, hours after.
Toll-free number, more about this Ethan guy, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. 855-453 is our number. We're talking about Rich Boy. Ethan is his name. Ethan, what was his last name?
Couch.
Couch. Ethan Couch. He killed people in a car accident when he was 16, apparently.
And left someone paralyzed.
And then was sentenced to probation, ultimately leaving the United States after his probation, or not after the probation, but during probation, but after he was sentenced to it, and then ran to Mexico, where he currently is facing extradition.
Yes.
For basically bail jumping.
Bail jumping and also GOP. Fleeing while they were looking at whether or not he violated probation.
Yeah, violated a clear violation of probation.
So hours after the accident where he had stolen some beer, ran into four pedestrians, hit two vehicles, truck flipped over, passenger flies out of the truck, is left paralyzed. Hours later, they did a blood alcohol test. Hours, not immediately, but hours later, found that his BAC was three times the legal limit.
0.24, was it?
Yes.
That's
he
drunk.
Then pled guilty to four counts of manslaughter. So earlier you were asking what the level of offense was. Manslaughter. His case then made national headlines twice. First, when a psychologist testified for the defense that Mr. Couch had affluenza and was too influenced by privilege and his parents' permissiveness to know right from wrong.
Wow, that's like a, that's almost like an insanity defense.
Basically, the second time he made headlines was when the judge appeared to accept the argument and handed down a sentence of 10 years probation and no prison.
Wow. And he couldn't handle it, so he runs to Mexico. We'll continue the story. Justin is on the line in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Justin.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just was listening to your bit about Uber, and I had a small experience to share.
Okay, please.
So, we working out of L.A., I work out of Utah, but we were visiting L.A., decided to take a cab from the airport. It was, like you had described earlier, nicer, cleaner. Wasn't too bad of an experience. Took us to the hotel. Hotel's shuttle service was a little terrible, so next day we decided, let's check out Uber.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never used it before, so my coworker fired up the app, and there was a driver 1 minute away. He decided to book it. He was there in 30 seconds, actually. Put our bags in there, got us to the airport in, I don't remember the time, maybe 12 minutes. Said bye, and we were at the airport. So, kind of a, I doubt I'll have that quick of an experience again, but it was quite jarring to have that quick of a response.
So what you're saying is, in all the times you've taken a cab, you've never had that level of speed in service.
Exactly.
So you were, so suffice it to say, you were impressed.
For my first Uber experience, I was very impressed.
So now, do they have Uber in St. George?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, was there more that you wanted to share, or was that just it, just kind of a glowing experience?
No, that was it. My first experience kind of set the bar pretty high, but I always read all the stories, wasn't sure where I, you know, stand on the issues as a whole, but my first experience was, with Uber was extremely good. So,
yeah, mine was as well. I took my first one in Austin, Texas, and it was really, really nice. The guy's car was nice. He was, you know, super cool, and it was easy to do. Hey, Justin, thanks for your call here tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And by the way, Uber's not a sponsor of Free Talk Live. I mean, it'd be nice if they were, but they're not. So, I mean, by no means, and even though I'm a driver for Uber, I don't think that means that I can't be objective about whether or not they're doing something right or wrong. I know I've heard that they support the military or something, and so I don't agree with that. You know, I can definitely critique them when I think they're wrong about something. But overall, I think they're really doing good work, and I think that what they've brought to the transportation marketplace has been an innovative experience that has really provided some needed, much needed competition for the status quo, for the existing businesses. And of course, that's why many of them are absolutely livid and they are upset and they're trying to fight tooth and nail to keep their, basically their government preferred status and keep Uber out. You're certainly welcome to comment on Uber as they, there's always some sort of development going on in various different places with regards to that. But let's go back to the story here about affluenzatine. I thought the whole affluenzatine was a joke. I thought that was just like what somebody had termed this guy. But no, that's an actual term that some psychologist used in a court testimony.
Yes.
Wow.
And earlier this month, there was a video posted online that showed now 18-year-old Ethan Couch drinking at a party. Prosecutors began looking into whether he had violated probation, so he and his mother fled to Mexico.
Hmm.
They were arrested on Monday in Puerto Vallarta after U.S. Marshals tipped off the Mexican authorities to their location.
Hmm.
And now federal marshals said that it would probably take 2 weeks to 2 months for Ethan Couch to wind up being returned to the United States to face charges for violating his parole. Couch and his mother were originally scheduled to be flown back to Texas from Guadalajara either today or tomorrow before Mexican officials granted them a delay. Richard Hunter, the chief deputy marshal in Houston, said it probably would take at least 2 weeks for the Mexican courts to sort it out, and it's much longer than that usually. Hunter added, "We're hoping that the Mexican court will make a quick and decisive decision and return the couches to America," adding that the couches have enough money to prolong the process, but we don't have a time frame.
They're sitting in a Mexican jail right now.
Not sure if they're in a Mexican jail, but they're awaiting court in Mexico over whether or not they wind up getting extradited to the United States.
Now, why his mom? Is it because she's like an accessory or an accomplice to his exit?
I would believe most likely that because she is an accomplice.
That's interesting. I wouldn't think that just simply leaving the country with someone would make you an accomplice, but maybe if she drove him there, then...
She's assisting him in violation of his probation.
If she drove him, right, like, then she'd be assisting, but otherwise...
If she went with him, she's assisting.
That's assisting? Okay. I mean, I guess she can't argue she didn't know that he was convicted, so... Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Hunter added, "We do not know if the Mexicans have the highest priority on this case like we do in America." And now jumping down, because the article then covers the backstory of his arrest and how he first got into headlines. Sheriff Anderson told CNN that his department's investigation was continuing to look into Mr. Couch's plan to disappear. Reports that Couch had something of a farewell party before leaving opens the possibility that others may have been involved.
Hmm.
Anderson said the party shows the arrogance of the family. They don't believe the laws apply.
I think this time they're going to find out that they do. It sounds like his luck has run out, and if he comes back, when he comes back, I don't think he's going to be able to avoid jail on this one. Mom might be able to, but he probably won't.
Yeah, I don't know what sort of punishment he's looking at.
Violation of probation is almost always you go to jail.
Right, I know what the charge is, but not necessarily the punishment. Would they then say, okay, you're going to jail for the remainder of the time that we currently have you on probation? You're going to jail for 24 hours?
It could be anything. I mean, it could be any range within that, and he may actually face additional charges as well. So not only violation of probation, which is a charge in itself that there's a fair amount of leeway on, but also, you know, the equivalent of bail jumping. I mean, he didn't jump bail, but he essentially jumped the requirements that probation jumping or whatever that charge would be.
Right.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. However, he's not the only one facing extradition to the United States. Kim.com, yeah, that's his name, the founder of Mega Upload, is now looking at, well, it's been approved. He's going to be extradited from New Zealand. We'll give you more details. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're welcome to join us here. Whether it's topless equality, the freedom to drive somebody from point A to point B, or ridiculous affluenza teen information. You can share your thoughts on any and all of those things or whatever happens to be on your mind here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are now. Our toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You want to save big time at Amazon, then use saveatpurse.com. You do have to have Bitcoin to make this possible, but once you do, you can save 20% easily over at Amazon by going to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Start your shopping there to save big time. This is the only way I will shop at Amazon now, is through saveatpurse.com. That's basically all I've been doing through Amazon for the last year almost, and I've saved nearly $700 on over 30 purchases. So it's incredible, and it's there for you. Why wouldn't you want to use it? Saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Get started there. Ian and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight. There's other news about extradition. We were just talking about this affluenza teen who is going to be extradited from Mexico into the United States.
And I did find the actual charge and possible punishment that he's facing.
In addition to violating his probation.
Right. He's facing a charge of hindering apprehension, which carries a possible punishment of between 2 and 10 years in prison.
Yeah, that's a felony, right? Big deal. So, yeah, maybe we'll continue to follow that story as it develops. Also, we had told you a little while back, it was actually in September, when, let's see, his name is Kim.com. Kim, K-I-M, last name, .com, D-O-T-C-O-M. No, he was not born with that name. Anyway, he was facing extradition on the case regarding Mega Upload, which is the website that he created that allowed anybody to upload any files they wanted to and then share those files out to other people. So people were using Mega Upload to upload full movies and music and stuff that's technically illegal, and the government came after him, and he's been fighting extradition ever since, obviously not wanting to face U.S. government copyright charges in the U.S. A district judge in New Zealand, however, ruled not too long ago that Kim.com, the United States, had satisfied the requirements for a valid case and that he and his three associates can be extradited to face charges. Judge Nevin Dawson said the court told the court rather that the U.S. had amassed an overwhelming amount of evidence against the defendants and that they, quote, fall well short of undermining the case, unquote. The ruling comes nearly 4 years after .com was indicted in the U.S. and officials launched extradition proceedings. The U.S. wants the German-born .com, as well as Matthias Ortmann, Bram van der Kolk, and Finn Battato, to face trial on racketeering, money laundering, copyright infringement, and other charges. Sounds like they want to lock him up right next door to Ross Ulbricht.
Yeah.
Yet another person facing he's in life prison for life for creating a website. In Ross's case, it was the Silk Road, the underground marketplace. Officials say .com's mega upload file sharing service facilitated copyright infringement of movies, music, television programs, electronic books, and business and entertainment software on a, quote, massive scale, unquote. The government estimates the harm to copyright holders was in excess of $500 million. No matter what happens in court tomorrow, .com said, quote, I'll be fine. Don't worry. Enjoy your Christmas and know that I'm grateful to have you, my friends, he told his Twitter followers. Before the hearing, .com and his co-defendants can appeal the extradition ruling. One of his defense attorneys, Ira Rothkin, tweeted after the ruling that they intend to do so. The Kim.com team looks forward to having the U.S. request for extradition reviewed in the high court. We have no other comments at this time, and that certainly will extend the amount of time that he'll get to spend in New Zealand. The defendants will be allowed to remain out on bail in the meantime. Although the judge acknowledged there was a high risk of flight, he also noted that all four had abided by the terms of their bail since they were arrested. The controversial cases have many twists and turns. Ever since police raided .com's mansion at dawn in January of 2012 in a paramilitary-style assault, usually reserved for drug lords, murderers, and terrorists, not copyright infringers. It involves a helicopter dropping four heavily armed agents onto the grounds of his mountaintop home and more agents with semi-automatic assault rifles swarming the sprawling grounds with dog handlers. And we had reported on this originally when it went down back in 2012, just a ridiculous show of force for a man who ultimately is being charged with running a website. And .com is going to say in his defense, basically, hey, look, I don't know what people are using my website for. You can go to this website, and you can upload any file you want to it. We don't pay attention. There's a zillion files being uploaded here every day. How the hell are we supposed to monitor what everybody's uploading to our system?
Since you're not monitoring it, then that means that you want people to upload files that you know they shouldn't upload.
Well, also, the suggestion there is that you have some obligation to monitor. That if someone posts a link on, let's say, the Free Talk Live website, we've got a Reddit. So you could, in theory, you could put a link on our Free Talk Live Reddit to something that might not be legal. Let's say a file sharing, something, you know, a new CD or something like that that came out that would not be legal to download. But the link to it has, linking to things has gotten people in trouble. But if somebody puts that up on our site, I might not even notice it because there's new submissions every single day.
Right.
I don't pore over them with a comb. The only way that that I would become aware of it is if someone reported it on Reddit and then it goes into a moderation queue, which I do review on a periodic basis. But when we're talking about a website the size of Kim.com's site, Mega Upload, this was one of the most popular uploading sites known to man. Like, I saw some statistics showing that he had a significant portion of, like, internet traffic going to his website because of, you know, people wanted to share files with one another, and it's just a fast way to do it.
And is this the same guy that had the email service that was supposedly encrypted as long as you kept the emails within that service?
No.
Who am I thinking of?
LavaBit? Lazar Levinson?
I thought that was Kim.com.
Nope. Different guy.
Okay.
I don't think Ladar is in any kind of legal hot water right now. I don't remember the latest on his
case. Okay, yeah, I thought Kim.com was involved in that, but with that, the feds basically said, you have to give us information, and he said, and I'm out of business.
Well, also what he did was he complied with the court order. Now, we're talking about Ladar Levinson from LavaBit. When the government ordered him to turn over his encryption key or whatever, some sort of key that would give them access to his web server and their files, he printed it out and gave them a printed version of it. So if anyone's ever seen like a PGP key, this was much longer than your standard PGP key. So they had requested that he give his key to them.
It's like a 100-character thing of upper and lower case and letters and numbers.
It would be impossible to transcribe it. If you had a key like that in front of you, it's just such gobbledygook numbers. Even if you were real cautious transcribing that, it would take forever, and you'd probably get one of the characters wrong, which would make the key not work.
Yeah. So is that a 1 or a 0?
Exactly.
Is that an L or a capital I? Is that...
So when they requested his key, he complied by giving them the key in printed form. And it was like pages and pages and pages long. So they couldn't really do anything with it. And by the time that right when he complied with that is when he shut down his business, shutting down his service entirely. So rather than become an agent for the state, rather than be jumping through their arbitrary hoops and, giving them what they were demanding, he decided to just close his business, which I thought was a real courageous thing to do. In Kim.com's case, he ran Mega Upload, and when they raided him, Mega Upload was taken down. They did raid the server. They raided his home. They went all out, and they attacked this guy's business across the board. But what .com ended up doing was opening, I think it's Mega.nz is his new site. So it used to be MegaUpload.com, and his new site is, I think, Mega.nz, as in New Zealand. Yeah, that's what it is. And if you go to mega.nz, that is a site that is another upload site. This time, .com changed the way the site worked to where when you upload to mega.nz, it actually encrypts the file with encryption that only you have the key to. So now, .com really can't claim any knowledge of the files that are on his site. He couldn't possibly know what they are. With the old site, there wasn't an encrypted factor. So in theory, he could have reviewed periodically the files that were on the system. But now it's just all encrypted files, and the only people who can decrypt those files is the... So when you upload a file, you're given the key. You then share a link that has that key in it with the people you want to download it.
Okay.
So it's a completely transparent process. It's not like a hassle at all to use the site to transfer files, but the only people who can actually decrypt those files are the people who upload and download them, not the actual site operator. So now he truly has... no real knowledge of what it is that's going on his site, even though ultimately they're going to what the prosecution's going to show from having read stories about this previously is that he did have chats with some of his co-founders where they essentially admitted amongst their own what they thought was private chats. I think they were doing it over Skype or something, so there's logs of it that the government was able to retrieve. Don't use chats that aren't encrypted. But anyway, they basically were talking about how they knew that they were being used for piracy. So it's going to be a tough case, and he is facing a lot of time in prison. We'll let you know as that one develops. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.